Good morning, Sheridan. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Wednesday, August 5, 2026. Here is your weather for Steele County, MN. Today, a high near 74 degrees, sunny. Tonight, a low near 55 degrees, mostly cloudy. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn slipped about 4 cents, and beans slipped about 7 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has eased and beans have eased. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per tri-state neighbor. Threshery recreates what once was. Honest truth, the take does not hand us one clean reason today. So take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks are steady going into the open. S&P futures close to flat. A calm Wall Street is what your banker likes to see. It keeps the rate and input cost backdrop behind your operating note quiet for another day. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Threshery recreates what once was. One was badly needed in southern Wisconsin. Some areas received almost 6 inches by some accounts, but it threatened to wash out the 15th annual Titletown Threshing Club's threshery. Paul Garrow is a photographer and filmmaker based in Lake Mills, Wisconsin. After 18 years in Southern California, he returned to Wisconsin in 2018 to not far from where he grew up in Columbus, where he and his wife, Nikki Garrow, have raised their children, Kate and Matthew. Field corn is full of surprises, with ears and tass. Story 2. Fishback defense tariffs. USDA shakeup as challenger Osberg pushes back at FarmFest. Pete Stauber, R. Hermantown, and DFL-endorsed challenger Trina Swanson answered for the 8th District. Democrat Doug Chapin for the 6th. Fishback said Congress needs to provide more stability and more clarity and that farmers want strong markets, not payments. She said that negotiations with Mexico were going very well. We have the base of it, and we are taking a look at what's going on in the USMCA, what we can improve on, and there's obviously things we can improve on, Fishback said. Fishback won the GOP endorsement in April. Story 3. DNR Hunter Safety Education Week begins August 10. These classes, held at locations around the state, provide a convenient way to earn your Hunter Safety Education Certificate. Hunter safety education helps the next generation of hunters learn how to safely and responsibly enjoy hunting and understand the importance of wildlife management. I am very humbled by this, Hendershot said. Join Brianne Haskell-Hanisch, MD, Marshfield Clinic Dermatology Department, who will share sun safety strategies during the Childhood Agricultural Safety Network quarterly meeting, June 5, beginning at 1. Story 4. Food Exports Branded Program opens applications for 2027 program year. Food Exports Branded Program is now accepting applications from eligible small and medium-sized food and agriculture businesses. Agricultural content by weight. Michigan joins California, Colorado, Lansing, Mitch. This grant program is just one example of how MDARD improves quality of life for Michiganders by bolstering the food. Story 5. Rep. Brad Finstad and DFL challenger Jake Johnson split over farm policy at FarmFest. Both spoke separately with Ag Week afterward. That's just a fact. An amendment to allow year-round E15 sales was stripped from the House bill before passage and handled separately. My grandfather sold his soybeans in 1973 for $12.80 a bushel. The time for us addressing this temporary, archaic system is now, he said. Story 6. At FarmFest, Rollins acknowledges struggling farm economy while touting wins on trade, ethanol. Secretary of Agriculture when she spoke at FarmFest Tuesday morning, August 4th. But she's no stranger to Minnesota farm country. Reach her at janelle.io, at lee.net. Email notifications are only sent once a day, and only if there are new matching items. Story 7. Ahead of the curve, Greg Sauter's new outlook on autonomy. During our recent visit to 360 headquarters in Morton, Ill, Sauter explained why he's changed his opinion on autonomy in recent years. You saw that in the dragline industry for manure drag lines. Get full access now to the most comprehensive, powerful and easy to use online resource for no-tillage practices. Provide expert analysis and decision support to increase productivity and profitability. Story 8. Michigan Senate Democratic primary too close to call. 5 takeaways. Abdul El-Sayed was leading Rep. Haley Stevens, D, by roughly 2 points as of 2 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, according to Decision Desk HQ, DDHQ. The Michigan Senate race is perhaps this cycle's biggest front in the battle for. Story 9. Man armed with pistol arrested at Trump's Southern California golf course. The suspect, identified as 38-year-old Janine John Teal, was spotted by plainclothes federal agents who observed odd behavior and subsequently contacted the Lomita Sheriff Department deputies. The department said the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force and the U.S. However, this case underscores the importance of vigilance, strong partnerships with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, and the proactive steps taken to identify and investigate suspicious activity before it can escalate, the LACSD said. A jury found Roth guilty, and he was sentenced to life in prison. Story 10. Trump endorsed Braun to face off against Perez in toss-up Washington House election. Marie Glusenkamp Perez, Democrat from Washington, is projected to advance to a face-off with the Democratic Congresswoman in November, according to Decision Desk HQ's DDHQ preliminary results. Army veteran and the owner of vehicle manufacturer Braun Northwest, defeated too. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The co-op delivered fuel to the farm. The driver said, "How full?" The farmer said, "Full enough to not have to call you again for a while. Not so full that you have to come back tomorrow because I overflowed." Here is Cal's quiz. The 1825 Erie Canal cut the cost of moving Midwest wheat to New York by roughly how much? A. 1/2. B. 1/3. C. 1/5. D. 1/10. And the answer? About 1/10. 90% reduction versus wagon. The canal opened October 26, 1825, connecting the Great Lakes to the Hudson and the Atlantic. It made New York the largest U.S. port and turned Ohio and Indiana into the first Western wheat belt. Source: Smithsonian National Museum of American History, National Park Service Erie Canalway Archive. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.